For NPR Illinois, I'm Rachel Otwell. This weekend, a Springfield man went with his son to drop off recycling at a Lake Area Disposal location on 6th Street. During that trip, he noticed a bulletin board full of political messages, some targeted at Muslims. Ed Woollett, who saw the content, describes it as discriminatory. He wasn't the first to note the messages posted in a place viewable to the public. However, he did make the board's existence go viral when he posted a picture of it on Facebook. It's been shared about 200 times with a comment thread including many who say they are customers who will be canceling their service with the company, one of three private companies for waste and recycling in Springfield. The company has since claimed the views on the board are not representational of its values. We'll get to a statement shared by Lake Area Disposal Service in a bit. First, here's Ed Woollett. He's lived in Springfield for several years. Before that, he was a teacher and even served as mayor in Clinton, Illinois. He describes what happened.
Well, we had gone over to the recycling center on South 6th Street to drop off some aluminum cans, and there's a pay window just across from the scale. When we went up to the window, my son had gone up to collect the money for the cans, and I was standing back away from him, and I saw the bulletin board that had, you know, just blatantly discriminatory material on it. So after my son had finished his business, I went to the window and I asked the woman behind the glass if she knew that the bulletin board was discriminatory. I won't say on the radio what she said back to me, but it basically was that she didn't care.
There were various printouts that had some pretty controversial content. One had, for example, a man in military garb, and it said, "ISIS, beware, we don't work for your brother anymore." Of course, alluding to President Barack Obama. So while these were political in nature, as you argue, they were also discriminatory just because of the extreme rhetoric that was being used. It was more than, you know, a campaign sticker per se or something like that. And that's what really kind of surprised you. Is that fair to say?
Oh, yeah. I think it not only surprised but shocked me, and shocked me in particular that a business would have that bulletin board in a public area. You know, it would be bad enough if it was, if the company was claiming one thing to not be discriminatory and they had it in a private area.
I also spoke with someone who had shared a picture that was actually from back in April. It was of the same bulletin board at the same Lake Area Disposal and Recycling site. There was a picture of Hillary Clinton with the words "Killary Clinton," both words starting with a K there. And then, for instance, another one, Obama said, "If you see something, say something. I see a traitor in the White House, I'm saying something." So just another couple examples just to give people an idea. And we'll post the pictures online at IllinoisEdition.org just if you want to get a better sense of what we're talking about here. But so where are we now? You ended up posting a picture online that at least locally has gone viral, 200 shares or so far, and lots of comments, I think 75 comments just on your post alone. Talk about the reaction and if what that's been like.
Well, you know, anybody can go on. It's a public posting. But anyone can go on and read those posts. You know, my intention when I posted it was just to draw attention to it. It was not to certainly I was going to change my waste hauler, but I did not suggest anyone else do that. They took that initiative on their own. So I think looking at that bulletin board, and my understanding is I haven't gone out; it's been taken down. But you know, my doctor is a Muslim. My friends are Muslim, and again, I think what shocked me or brought this to reality was, as you indicated, there was a obvious public posting that I wasn't aware of prior to the election that was basically anti-Hillary Clinton. I would be surprised that a company would do that, because they serve both Republicans and Democrats and independents and, you know, people across the political spectrum. But they also are serving a public that that may appreciate that kind of demagoguery that was on that bulletin board. But they certainly serve, as obvious from the postings, they serve a community that does not agree with that discriminatory type of behavior. So they have to serve a wide variety of people. Management has said that this does not represent who they are. But if that's true, then they're not communicating that to their employees, and that's the gap is there. And my hope is, Rachel, that we can bridge that gap and improve this company's ability to communicate with their employees. You know, I would like to be able to take that post down. And to do that, though, I've reached out to the company, to at least one representative that's in the family, and asked for a meeting, that we would meet and discuss what we do moving forward. And I'm certainly willing to take that post down.
That was Ed Woollett. He shared a photo of a bulletin board at a Lake Area Disposal Service location in Springfield, which contained what looked like printouts of internet memes. The content contained extreme rhetoric. You can check it out for yourself at illinoisedition.org. We reached out to the company and received this statement from manager Ron Jaronski. He wrote, "The materials in question do not represent any policies of Lake Area Disposal Service. Those responsible for posting the materials have been reprimanded and admonished to never again allow any partisan statements to be posted on company property. We apologize for any offense caused by the presence of these materials and wish to reassure our customers that it will not be allowed to happen again." If you missed part of this conversation, find our post about it at illinoisedition.org. I'm Rachel Otwell.